You're listening to Drake in the Morning
with Danny, Wes, and Sid
on 98.1 The Max.
This morning, our buddy Jack Sammons from the Airport Authority will join us. Shay Flynn has taken ill like half of the city. Everybody has got this funk, and we're all just trying to power on through. But Shay can't talk, lost his voice, and we're hoping that we all lose ours before the end of the week. But it really is uncomfortable, the endless sneezing and chills. And it turns from a sinus infection into the flu or in your chest, and you feel like butt. So everybody is trying to fight along through it. I guess it's just, you know, when it's hot one day and then cold the next. It was 87 last Sunday, right?
Yeah.
And going to be, and it was in the low 40s yesterday, and it'll be cooler this weekend, and tomorrow's high 55 with rain. And you wonder why we're all hacking and spitting stuff up and can't get healthy. You could eat, I mean, I ate fish galore last night and water, and no spray and everything else imaginable, and just to, you know, maintain. And half of you out there are going through the very same thing. So good luck with that. It's no fun. In the sport world, the sports page around here has become, I don't know, it's just in the, it's unfortunate that the CA that once had this great sports page and great writers doesn't anymore. They have the guy that writes about the Tiger basketball team. Everybody is still appalled and shocked and dismayed and discouraged by what Tubby Smith is or is not doing. It's very hard to defend his attitude, which is devil may care, I guess, maybe too extreme. But drafting players that are not necessarily what this program is used to, being heavily criticized for that, a program that usually has a top 10, top 15 recruiting class, this year's is something like 65th, which is not good. Is it wise to have faith and sit back and watch and see what happens? Well, you can approach it that way. It's the half empty, half full concept. But when you're bringing in kids that are not necessarily great basketball players at the D1 level, it's, you can't turn them into what they're not. But he has never been known for his recruiting. That's why he's moved around a good bit, I believe. He is an older gentleman who is, he has his ways, and that's the way it is. They're not recruiting locally is one complaint. And, he just is not the kind of coach this city expected. I don't know what you expected, but, for $3 million a year, and they've run this down on sports talk radio endlessly, and the problems are obvious. And sports writers and guys on the air here are calling him out and taking no prisoners. It's, you know, been pretty brutal, but maybe it needs to be. But, and again, maybe in 2 years, when he's had a few years to regroup and gather the troops, this turns around. But the indications there now are that's not the case. So we have to sit back here and watch that and hope that, you know, being on TV as they are more and more every year because of their conference affiliations with ESPN platforms and so on are a good thing. So it's hard to know. You don't want to, you know, bad rap this guy endlessly. He's had one season. But then you got six guys that get up and split. They leave at the end of the year, not really a great affirmation of what you think is going on over there. So, not our job, but this team means a great deal to this town, and the history of it is well chronicled, but maybe it's fair to give the guy a chance before we have him beheaded in Handy Park. But in 2 years, if it's still like this, that's just what should happen. It probably won't, because I guess murder is not legal still. Yeah, the other sports is the NBA playoffs that go on forever and ever and ever. Last night, Golden State played their first game of the playoffs. Steve Kerr's health is still a concern. And this guy, he played basketball for a long time, and he messed his back up. And I guess that your neck and your spine pretty much control the rest of your body parts. But he had back surgery. He was out for a good bit. Now he's got neck and head pain that apparently is quite severe. And his future seems to be a little bit up in the air. Last night, Golden State beat Utah. Anyway, they have a 1-0 lead in that series. And the Celtics beat the Wizards in overtime. Boston leads that series 2-0. Isaiah Thomas scored 52 or 3 something points last night, which has only been done a couple of times in NBA playoff history. 53 points last night. He has been emotionally inspired and moved by the passing of his sister. She was killed last weekend in a car wreck, which just was a devastation for this young man. And so yesterday would have been her 23rd birthday. And in her honor, he went nuts and scored a bunch of points last night and played like a champ. He was inspired by her, he said, and it was a good distraction, I guess, to run your brains out and play ball for 2 hours, then return to reality that she's gone. So he's having a tough time with this, and I hope he keeps playing like this and that they play well and beat Cleveland. That would be fun. Oh, let's see. You may or may not be paying attention to this. A couple of weeks ago on something, I can't recall the origin of the story. If it was a sports piece or a news piece about what a racist town Boston is.
Huh.
And I never really saw it that way. I have no idea. I don't live there. The image of Boston is Irish people, and they, you know, and they're drinking, and they're fun. They have the Celtics, and they have the Patriots, and they have, it's a great sports town, and it's a beautiful town, a great metro area. They were the last team, though, I think, to allow or to have black baseball players. And they have this stigma attached that I wasn't aware of being a racist city. And it's old Irish, and it's Irish Catholic. And for some reason, there is some conflict there that has never been explained to me. I don't get it. I didn't realize that was the case. Night before last, Adam Jones, who plays for Baltimore. Now, keep in mind that in baseball these days, there are 31 teams, something like that. They each carry, 25 players plus the pitching staff and coaches and so on and so forth. You add all that up, and there's a lot of guys playing baseball. In the MLB, I believe the number is 63 of these players are black, and that's it. It is a white man's game, or even more so, it is a game of Hispanic players from all over the world. So that was one issue that was discussed that seems to be kind of a bubble off plum. It's off kilter. It seems weird. But, you gaze around this town, and you don't see young black children playing baseball in the summertime. They're playing basketball. And that is not to put them into categories or to stereotype, but it's happening all across the country. And there are people trying to institute inner city baseball, leagues for young black kids, and it doesn't seem to be going well. They like football and hoops. So this goes back to Adam Jones playing in Fenway Park on Monday night. Now, this seems to happen whenever a black player from an opposing team plays at this beautiful ballpark. People threw peanuts at him while he was in the dugout, called him the N-word, among other things, and really, really cast some bad aspersions on Boston and on the Red Sox. It's really, this whole racial thing is once again finding new ways to be ugly every day. Last night, when he came out to bat, the fans gave him a standing ovation. These are the ones that have a brain and a heart and were embarrassed by the morons who were calling him the N-word and throwing stuff at him. It's just ridiculous that in 2017, we are still having to face idiocy like this. So after the standing O and the game begins, Orioles and the Red Sox, the very first pitch, I think right after that, the Orioles were batting, and the Red Sox pitcher, Chris Sale, threw one right behind the batter. That is called a purpose pitch. They aim at your head. Chin music is off. He did it on purpose. He threw behind the guy, and this was not an accident. So both dugouts empty. All hell breaks loose. The umpires, warn both benches. And then after the game, there was a bunch of cussing and carrying on for the press. And so this is, this level of insanity and racism and division, divisiveness has moved on into a baseball game. It just really is not an encouraging time in the world when it comes to things like this. But anyway, baseball last night. The Yankees won again. They're playing some great baseball. The D-backs won. The Red Sox beat Baltimore 5-2. The Tigers win. Pittsburgh beat the Reds. Tampa Bay beat Miami. The Braves win. The Cubs came back and beat the Phils 8-3. Minnesota, Houston, the White Sox. The Cardinals won over the Brewers 2-1. Dodgers and Padres, both winners last night. So that's about it. The hockey playoffs, Rangers beat Ottawa. Ottawa has a 2-1 lead in that series. And the Predators beat St. Louis again. They have a 3-1 lead in that game, in that famous, famous, storied hockey town, Nashville, Tennessee. We have emails from people, I reckon, mail at drakeinthemorning.com.
Yes, indeed. This one from Barbie says, I listened to the conversation you'd had yesterday about the teachers and the tests and trials and so forth that our teachers endure. My daughter's a teacher, second grade, inner city Memphis. She told me this afternoon she was excited to learn that about 60% of her students met their yearly reading goals. Come to find out, her excitement, though, was short-lived because that may not be enough for her to earn her yearly raise. It doesn't surprise me. She hasn't had a raise in 3 years, and I begged her to take her 2 advanced degrees and get a job at FedEx or somewhere where she can actually make some money. As a mother, it makes me sad that I am partially excited by her 60% growth in the reading data and knew her hard work would pay off, but it seems that her hard work might not get a much-needed pay raise. 18 days left, and we will both get a much-needed 6 weeks break from school, says Barbie.
That's their break is a month and a half from this insanity.
They had
6 weeks. And so she thinks in her mind that she had success with the kids, but it isn't enough to get her a raise and accolades of any kind. There's something wrong with the system. As discussed yesterday, it is broken.
And she asked if you would play Bob Marley's Three Little Birds for her girl there.
Okay, sure, man.
And from Sarah, we got an alert about the Fearless First Stax concert to celebrate first responders that is coming up next Friday, the 12th, at the Levitt Shell. It's part of their concert series, and it will honor Mid-South nurses, police, firefighters, and EMT. The Stax Music Academy alumni band is going to perform, and they chose, it says here, May 12th in celebration of Florence Nightingale's birthday.
And will Florence be there?
I don't think Florence will be there. She's probably got something else to do, like to continue decomposing. It's still got the free admission and starts at 7:30. Food trucks available on site, but it's a nice salute to first responders around the area. So this is great.
You can't give those guys and gals enough credit ever, ever, ever. So support those people every chance you get. Thank you for the info.
And Karen says, thanks so much for having the... She says, brilliant, so well, grounded, clearly, specifically, logically, verbal, David Waters as a returning feature guest.
Yes.
His articles and spoken words demonstrate a social and moral conscience of a true concern in focusing people on what should be done. His work as a writer and one being interviewed is not just a job. David is on a mission to have an effect on bringing about change. He writes and speaks about actions to address and solve problems and has great insights and perspectives on what needs and must be done and accomplished to bring about more realistic, responsive needs to serviceable and serviceable answers to Memphis and Shelby County.
Very well said. He is a very, very nice man and a very grounded man. He never raises his voice. Everybody has an opinion. And a lot of people on radio or elsewhere, they use it to manipulate this, that, and the other, or to gain, something from somewhere. But David doesn't. And he can take the ugliest of issues, or the most controversial, and make them make sense in a peaceful way. And he does this week after week here, and he finds things to write about, and he just hasn't given up hope. I think it's his faith. It is his belief that we can accomplish things. But his stories of the past week and this talk yesterday about the idiocy of this bus system in this town and things like that, he approaches them with careful and kind consideration and just kind of offers up some ideas. And he writes the same way. And thank goodness, with his paper going to the dogs, that we at least have him to write and to observe. And we are proud to have him on this show every Tuesday because he brings something to the table every time.
This one from Sharon says, regarding vapor rub, the rub can also be used as a mosquito repellent and everyone around you repellent. It can also deter your pet from pottying in the same spot again indoors. It cures nail fungus in 2 to 3 weeks, eases chapped lips, and soothes aching muscles. You can thank my grandmother, who was the oldest of 11 during the Depression, for all these little tips. And I should ask her for the answers to solving the budget, huh? That's sure.
Maybe. Thank you. Yeah. It's one of those old things that your mom used to do for you. It always works. They small kids, they put it on their chest. I put it right in my nose, and I did it about 3 times yesterday. I just coat the inside of it because something in there opens up your passages, and it seems to kind of help this. But it's this. There's an epidemic of sinus information, or not information, of just being sick. And then it ends up in your throat, in your ears, and it's going around, and it's miserable. And everybody's trying to do it to get past it. Shay is off today because he can't talk. Kyle Veazey was, we had to get him a wheelchair to walk out of here yesterday, bless his heart. So it's everywhere. But Vicks Vapor Rub has many purposes. Thank you, ma'am, for that insight.
And Thomas says, regarding inner city sports, just hearing you talk about the inner city baseball, I'm a coach for MICR, which is a rugby program for inner city youth. And the actual team I coach, PCA, is going to the state semifinals this Saturday. It's a very fulfilling experience. Check out MICR out online and look up the power of rugby if you want to get a little insight into what we do.
Very good, Thomas, sir.
So, yeah, he's giving back and coaching.
Congrats to you. Thank you, man.
If you have anything you want to share with us, please go ahead and do that. mail@drakeinthemorning.com is the email address.
Mother's Day, a week from Sunday, and our good friends at Cherry's Berries back in action, making berries as fast as they can. They're these gorgeous, huge strawberries dipped in various kinds of chocolate. With toppings on them, they are a meal in itself. They're just beautiful, and they come wrapped up for your mom or for whomever in your life is your mom figure, and you can get them sent. These huge strawberries, $19.99 plus shipping, and right now you can double the berries for just $10 more. You just pick your date, and the berries are there when you ask them to be. Or your money back. These folks do great work. They're efficient. The berries are always a hit wherever they go. And they're unique, unusual, and a nice change from the same old, same old. Big strawberries covered in nuts. It'll make your mom smile and send them to her at work or at home or whatever. It's all up to you. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to the website, Berries, BERRIES.com. Microphone, top right-hand corner. Use my code Drake, DRAKE, Berries, BERRIES.com, code Drake. And then click on the microphone and you're done. It's coming up week from Sunday. Do it today. Get it finished. It'll be at your mom's house. Everybody will be happy and covered in chocolate and berries. And what's wrong with that? Dumbasses of this day coming up in a moment. We have actual audio to accompany a few of these morons, and we will do those and talk to our buddy Jack Sammons after we do a short break and come back. It is Wednesday. It's a beautiful morning, so enjoy while you can this May 3rd. There's some funkiness headed our way in the form of rain, and it'll be much, much cooler. Highs 55 for tomorrow. The first round of this is going north of us, as usual, but there's more this evening and tonight and tomorrow, and flood warnings, and it'll be cool, but it should be stopping by Friday. And then be a nice weekend for the Beale Street Music Fest. So we will hope that that is the case. And the rain coming half an inch overnight, and then we'll see what happens for the weekend. Hopefully it'll all be all right for all the rocking and the fun downtown. This is great. In this day, we're 911. It's a mess in many parts of this country. And people have a hard time, and they call it for the wrong reasons. And sometimes they get people who are not really into it when they call, and they blow them off, and bad things ensue. A 911 dispatcher in Cleveland is suspended after she was caught repeatedly, I think. This happened on various occasions. They call to complain or to ask for help. You know, that part isn't defined here. But I guess after she answered the phone, she went back to sleep. And she is caught snoring on the telephone during somebody's panicked call.
Cleveland 911, what is your emergency? Do you need police, fire, EMS?
Or does it even matter? Does she have narcolepsy? Did she just pass out? Was that edited, or did she say that and just doze right back off?
Cleveland 911, what is your emergency? Do you need police, fire, EMS?
It's awesome how she just can fall right asleep, though.
So that's the woman, that is the 911 operator.
Yeah.
Weird.
So she says that, and then she goes back to snoring.
Wow.
So that's comforting. So if you're in Cleveland, maybe call LeBron James, because she doesn't care. She'd be napping. So it's unbelievable.
Down in Cape Coral, Florida, here's our one from Florida today.
Yep.
Yuter Duenas Sosa and his cousin Irene Orozco were down partying in Cape Coral on a Saturday night. They consumed a whole lot of adult beverages and decided that the best way to carry on partying would be to strip naked. So they did that.
Good decision.
They also decided to grab a machete, at least one of them did, and use it to damage several mailboxes and threaten a homeowner as part of their Saturday partying. This did not go well. They were still hanging around when the police managed to get there. They were charged and Irene tried to stop the cops from arresting her cousin, so she got arrested too, and now they're both in custody, and they probably don't remember a thing of this.
Well, those moments happen. Hopefully you learn and you grow from them.
Alcohol, nudity, and a machete.
All right, Danny, outdo that one.
Coleman, Alabama, 24-year-old Barbara Lowry. She recently caught a man she believed to be her boyfriend cheating on her and prayed about what to do.
Oh, so she chose the praying route to figure out how to handle this horrid breakup.
After a night of prayer and reflection, she knew stomping on the windshield of the man's car, then smashing through its sunroof wasn't a good idea, but she did it anyway. The devil got to her.
So the little baby Jesus told her to not do it, that it was wrong, and she defied that voice from the heavens and destroyed this car. The video of it, because of course somebody filmed it. Mm-hmm. But here apparently is her telling her side of the tale.
This should be good.
Call the cops.
Let's let her have fun. It ain't worth getting involved. It's not every day you see something like that.
Like that.
She ain't happy.
Papa wants to come in.
Hey, I'm not going to eat lunch. I'm going to sit here and watch this. This is good. Oh, she went through this. I can't say I'll be upset.
I mean, that's the thing. I know it's her fault, but I don't want
to
see her.
I'm not going to try to stop her. My goodness, she looks in a crazed state right now.
I prayed about it first, and I slept on it and I decided that that wasn't a good idea, and then I saw a shovel. Did not have to, I just wanted to. I already knew going into it that I would have to face some consequences, and, you know, it kind of sucks, but like I said, I prayed about it and stuff, and I did it anyway.
So that makes it okay.
Uh-huh.
Because you prayed about it, so it's okay. Even though the prayer and reflection all went right to the devil the minute you saw a shovel. and you beat the crap out of the car, even though the prayer and reflection that you're trying to cop to now, you hypocritical bitch. So I hope she has some time in jail or has to pay for the car anyway. I just want to smack her myself.
Shovel, the devil's instrument.
She's seen that shovel and just all that good, solid advice from above did not kick in. This one's great. The kids. Oh, you got to love them. Where are these clowns from? Texas. The internet is beating up on this boy named Rocky Renteria. His name would be enough to give him a hard time, but Rocky lives in Mission, Texas. He's taken his girlfriend, her name is Sophia Martinez, to prom this weekend. Rocky's new at this, and prom can be, I guess, nervous for people. I don't know. I'm not sure I ever went to one. I didn't really find it to be my thing. He asked Sophia if he needed to buy her a croissant for the dance.
Oh.
Aha.
He was hungry.
As if she might be hungry on the way to the gig that his mom was no doubt driving him to. He meant corsage. He was confused. A copy of their text conversation hit the internet. That's unnecessary too, and embarrassing and scary that somebody put it up on the internet of Junior Mint here asking her, did she want a croissant to pin to her dress for the prom? People are trolling Rocky by posting pictures of croissants on their wrists. So, them's the people out there that have made the list for today. And I suspect, was there one more I had here that I saw? Oh, yeah, this is great. The movie Fargo, not the TV show, the film Fargo. And we used to kid around here with former police chief Larry Godwin about that this crime problem in this town could be solved, maybe not quickly, but it would have an impact. If you found somebody who was guilty, you had a wood chipper down in Tom Lee Park and just, you know, put them in there and force them one limb at a time through that wood chipper. It does make a mess. It also makes a point. This boy here talks about, he lives out there in the Oregon where all the hippies are. His name is Scott Iverson. He got locked up on murder charges after he tried to feed one of his coworkers head first into a wood chipper. A totally unprovoked attack, apparently. There was a struggle, but the guy wasn't hurt. His name is Austin. Here's his side of the story about being put head first into a wood chipper.
We were just removing this tree and trimming this edge. We didn't speak much that day, you know. He seemed kind of off.
Right.
Out of nowhere, he comes up behind me and puts his hand on my head. And then puts me in a chokehold. This is not happening, and not this way. I don't want to die this way. He had my left leg hinged up as he was about to basically kind of do his final push. And then my coworkers rushed in, you know, stopped the chipper, pulled him off. I didn't want to die. I wanted to live. That's what I said to myself. I want to live.
Where are we?
Oh, my gosh.
Are we on the air? He sure was laid back about it.
Uh-huh.
Or just...
high as balls.
I see him being like a big lumberjack with a blank face.
I just had this kind of big... oldie-doldie-doldie.
Yeah. Right. Mr. Bumble.
He was going to put me in a wood chipper, but he didn't, and I'm all right.
I'm going to go home now.
Can somebody pass the bong? My gosh. So, see, it could always be worse. Don't hate the world. Everything could be worse. You could be dying in a wood chipper. because some guy just wanted to put you in it. I don't have any idea. Woodland Tree has a wood chipper, I'm guessing. They don't use it to put people into it. They put wood into it after they cut it off your trees. We're going to have them come by and check our backyard because we got a forest back there that is needs some thinning. And every couple of years, if you have trees, like many of us in this part of the country do, need them thinned out because they just grow like crazy. And if they have damage to them and or if they're dead, they need to go out. And Woodland Tree, been doing this for a long time. They're the best in the area at this. And they will come to your house, trained arborist, educated, nice people, pros at this and anything else in your yard. Mulching, leaf cleanup, a backyard water feature perhaps, a fire pit, new fences. They have a huge staff of qualified, trained people, a website to show you all they offer, woodlandtree.com. So go there and look around and call the office, make an appointment. They will come by. They can fertilize your trees. They can, if they're diseased, they'll fix that. 309-6779. They're really good, and they're good friends and longtime sponsors of this program. Woodland Tree. Thank you, Taryn. Thank you, Jesus, Lindsay, and Joanna, and Chris, and all the staff there that do fine work for many people here in the Mid-South. We thank them for helping us out. We'll do a break and come back and talk to our friend Jack Sammons from the, what's it called, the Airport Commission something. They're trying to fix the airport. And Jack will know what it is. I don't. I'll just say, Jack, go, and he'll go. We'll be back with Jack Sammons after a short break.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.